Well, I hopefully you'll be talking about some of the work that I do. I do podcasting and I edit short fiction and I write novels, and my most recent one came out last year, and hopefully we'll be talking about that. One thing I'm really looking forward to is the Masquerade, which I'll be helping judge, since they often have the guests of honor help judge that. And it's unbelievable what some of these people do with cosplay. The different, either it'll be period wear or it'll be uniforms from your favorite TV show, or sometimes people dress up like characters in books, which is really exciting. So I have no skill in that, so have lots of fun watching other people do it.
Your podcast, I Should Be Writing, is aimed at aspiring writers. Will you be offering some advice for aspiring novelists during your visit here to Iowa?
Definitely. If anybody, there's nothing I like more than encouraging new authors, because I realized early on that we get in our own way more than any other thing in the world stops us from writing. And so I try to silence the voices in people's heads, or at least have them say, don't listen to that voice, because we all have it. And yeah, I just love talking to new writers about that.
Your latest series of books is called The Midsolar Murders and takes place aboard a sentient space station. Do you have any fears personally about how quickly AI is advancing in the real world?
Yes. How much time do you have? I worry about the environmental impact. We just in North Carolina, we had a company wanting to build a data center here, and also we just got declared a drought, so we have to conserve water, and those two things don't work well together. And a lot of these AI were trained on stolen novels. And I believe Zuckerberg from Meta actually said, well, we didn't pay for the rights because it would have been too expensive. That was his defense. So they've built this thing off of stolen work, and a lot of companies are saying, hey, this is great tech. Let's get rid of people who do the kind of stuff that do this. So a lot of people are losing their jobs. And lastly, it's not very good. I mean, it delivers incorrect information a lot of the time. It cites things that may not exist. And I was reading a newsletter the other day about how it's actively making us dumber, because if you get the answer handed to you and you don't actually go through the cognitive work of finding out information, your brain's just like, cool, I'm going to check out. And you literally get dumber. So yes, I am afraid of the AI LLMs taking over, not taking over, but replacing jobs and being considered a cheap solution for creative work that already wasn't very well paid.
Let's go a different direction. Part of this convention is sci-fi. It's all about gaming as well. You've written a whole book that's based in Minecraft. Do you do any gaming yourself, whether it's like old school D&D or maybe a PC game like Starfield?
Oh, I do. I play a lot of games. I do a little bit of D&D right now. I play board games very frequently with my friends. And I play, let's see, Baldur's Gate. I have played Starfield. I haven't gotten too deeply into it. Last night I was playing Goblin Sushi and Stardew Valley. And yeah, I'll play almost any game out there. Not real thrilled with military shooters, but almost anything else is will get my attention.
Well, I also wanted to ask you about the novelization that you did for Solo, a Star Wars story. Can you talk a little about how that came about?
Yeah, that was one of the biggest thrills of my nerdy life. The way it works is often the editor of the tie-in books will talk to agents and say, who do you have that really likes this IP? And then, so I got to meet the editor and we got talking, and then they offered me the Solo book. I got to fly out to San Francisco for one day, so fly out one day, spend a day there, and then fly out fly back home the next day, where I was put into a little room with no windows, and I got to look at the script. I couldn't take the script. I could look at the script and read the script and make notes from it. And it was very tight. I expected to get like a briefcase with handcuffs attached to it. They were keeping so tightly on that. The funniest thing was there was one reveal in the script that they didn't want anyone to know about, except I assume the people who were actively involved in that scene. And so I got to that point where it's like, yeah, we're not going to tell you who this character is, but here's his dialogue. And I'm like, this is going to be hard to put in the book. So I finally got my editor to find out who that was, but that was something I did not expect to see in the actual script. They were holding out of that secret so tightly. I believe it's been almost 8 years, so I can say it's the Darth Maul reveal at the end of Solo. So, but they would not tell me it was Darth Maul.